This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. An Aurora police officer is facing criminal charges for the fatal shooting of a man last year after a traffic stop altercation. District Attorney Amy Patton announced the grand jury indictment of Officer Matthew Neely today. Last August, Rajon Belt Stubblefield was in the driver's seat of a car that had crashed into other vehicles. Neely arrived, drew his gun when Belt Stubblefield did not comply with commands. After the man continued to pursue the officer, challenging him to fight, Neely fired three shots, killing the man. He was 37. Neely faces charges of second-degree murder and manslaughter. An independent candidate has made the ballot for Colorado's first congressional district to represent Denver. Dr. Shimon Blau is running unaffiliated, but he said he would caucus with Democrats if he wins.
I have been a physician for over two decades. I've practiced here for over 13 years. And I am someone who listens first. I've listened to the problems that my patients have had to deal with, not just, you know, the pain issues that they hurt their shoulder or their knee and they're coming in to see me, but I always want to know about their life. What are the other obstacles that they're facing in their life? So I've heard their issues.
Blau said he ran because he wants to, quote, fight extremism from the Democratic nominee, Milot Kyros. Smoky Hill High School is looking to rebrand after the National Hockey League took issue with its current logo. The Cherry Creek School District School is using a modified Buffalo Sabres goat head logo, but with green added in. The school district said in a letter to the community that the school's nickname, the Buffaloes, and colors will not change. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.